You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Many years ago when I was young, I drove the biggest piece of crap car you've ever seen. In fact, I had two within just probably a three-year time stretch. One was a yellow Vega.
Nice.
Long story behind that.
Sexy.
And then there was, what was it, like an old Mercury something. Anyway, it was a horrible car. That's the one where the gas gauge didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
You have so to I always had to guess. And it's not like it got good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when I would fill up, I would have to try to remember to make a note or something of what day it was and try to guess. I ran out of gas two or three times with that car. There is nothing more humiliating for a human being than to be walking down the road with a gas can. I mean, that.
Because you know everybody driving past you is like, look at that idiot.
Yeah, look at that loser. So that was me when I was in my early 20s. I drove that car. And, Jeremy, I gave it a name. It was... This is embarrassing. White Lightning.
Ooh.
It was a solid white Mercury.
Pew!
White Lightning. It was kind of my little joke because that car probably couldn't do over 48 miles an hour. But I can say that in my lifetime, I have named a car.
That's really good.
I haven't done it since then.
It's time. It's time for you to name your
what
car.
What would I name? What would
it's
I name?
It's a hybrid. Name it...
Sippy?
Sippy! Greeny? A little green. It's not a green car, though. I don't know.
Never mind.
Eco.
Why, you guys had, you and Nicole, she had that one white car that she named Snowball.
Snowball, and we kind of changed it to Yeti at one point. My pickup is just America's pickup, my F-150. It's not really a name. Mm. But I do have a vet, and it's, you know, it's white with the red stripes, and I do call that Candy Cane. So I picked the girliest name on the planet for my cool car.
Reach into your wallet right now. Pull out that man license and let me have it.
I'm going to drive Candy Cane to work today.
You lose your man license for a week.
Candy Cane's here. It's so bad. It's so stupid. So anyway, I ended up making this my Facebook question a couple days ago. You know, what did you name your car? And oh my God, man.
What came through?
They came rolling in. Alex says his car is named Phelps because it's gold. Michael Phelps, get it?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Sherry says she has a Mazda CX-7 that is called Yeti Betty White. This one's for you. Annie says she's got a Suzuki and she named it Orion after her favorite constellation.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a space one, Dom. I love this one. Kathy says her car's name is Channing Rock, named after Channing Tatum and The Rock, and she gets to ride on them on a daily basis. I'll give you one more.
That's
just
solid.
For fun here. Stephanie says she drives a GMC Yukon and they named it Cornelius from Rudolph. Because he was a Yukon like explorer guy, right? Cornelius. I love that.
That's strong.
A great
now
one.
That's clever. Here's Jen. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, boys.
Car's name is?
My sister has three. She's really good at this. She had a Escape, and she named Houdini.
I get it. All good.
Right. She had an Explorer and named it Dora. Dora
the Love that.
Very well done.
And now she has a Patriot and names it Brady.
Yeah, well,
you know what?
Well done.
She has got mad naming
She's
skills.
A pro.
Right?
Jen, thank you very much for the call. Here's Craig. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Turbopole, what's the name of the car?
So I had a 2012 Rubicon. I put it up on Facebook. Who wants to name this thing? It was blue, and they called it the Smurf.
Yes.
Yes, that's great. Here, yes. Craig, here's another blue one. Rachel wrote in on Facebook. She says her mom has a Ford Blue Escape named Pepe Le Bleu.
Hey!
Not bad.
Craig, thank you for that call. We appreciate it. Move on to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
It's Alicia.
Alicia.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay, I have a black Toyota Corolla. Her name is Gypsy Rose. And our 97 Harley is the Grape Ape.
The what?
The Grape Ape.
Grape Ape. It's creative.
We'll give
you that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Thank you so much for that call. Hello, Callie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Thermopol. So we're trying to get in as many as we can. Lines are opening up at 303-691-1649. What about you, Callie?
I have a blue Jeep Cherokee. It's old, clunky standard. I named it PETA, P-I-T-A.
Oh, we know what that stands for.
Yep, we know.
Yeah. We know what that is.
You named it when I was learning how to drive it.
Time to get a new one.
Callie, thank you for being on the show. Here's Kate. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
What do you got?
We have two Fiats, and because they have Italian roots, the yellow one is Limoncello, and the black one is Sambuca.
Near and dear to my heart.
You said it was a Fiat?
Yeah, two of them.
Tracy wrote in. She's got a Fiat as well, and they named it Luigi. Hey it's a little Luigi, my Fiat. Cute.
Now I got Limoncello on my mind.
Oh, stop drinking so much.
Is it Kendra? Is that right?
Kendra.
Yes, it's Kendra. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Kendra. You're up. What do you
have? I have a 2005 Jeep Willys Limited Edition, and I named him Scout because he's built up and he's bad and he's tough.
That's right. And he goes, scout out the trails, Kendra.
Scout out the trails.
Nice. That's tough.
Love him.
I like it. That's a cool car.
No,
good job.
He's not in the shop. Listen, no, Kendra, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right, let's hear that name.
Okay, I have a Hyundai Santa Fe, and her name is Tina Santa Fe.
Tina Santa Fe, like Tina Fey. I get it.
I love the ones that make me think. Katie, thank you. Here's Suzanne. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, boys.
Apparently, a lot of people name their cars, but I am showing you, Jeremy, that 95% of these calls are the ladies.
A lot of ladies,
it's
yeah.
It's a chick thing. Suzanne, what do you got?
I always let the car name itself, so if when I get a license plate, I go off the letters. So WNF, my car is, she is Winifred.
That's Winifred. Really clever.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so look at your license plate and try to make a name out of the letters.
That's really good.
I got to think about that
for
a second.
Name your car.
I'll listen tomorrow.
Thank you, Susan. Well, we'll probably figure it out here in just a few moments.
You just want to know our license plates, don't you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I don't need the numbers, Jeremy. I know where you live.
No, creeper! Sarah wrote in on Facebook. She says her car's name is Bertha. It's got a big butt, and she can put a lot in the trunk. Bertha. No?
Yeah, that's great. I'm distracted. I'm thinking about the letters on my license plate.
I couldn't tell you what my license is.
You don't know your license plate?
No, I have no idea. Should I?
Your man license is gone for 2 weeks.
Why do I need to know that?
You don't know your license plate.
I don't.
So if you stop somewhere, like at a hotel to register, which you'd never do.
Right.
But if you did, and it says to fill out, your car license.
I have to pull out my registration from my wallet and look at the plate number.
Or walk outside.
Or if I know that's going to happen, I take a picture of my plate before I go in anywhere. You don't need to know that number
for
anything.
Okay, no, that's fine. Mine has an MPE, so what would that be?
MPE.
M as in Mary. M-P-E.
Oh, Mary?
MPE. Mopey. That's hard.
More pizza, more... Master...
More pies.
Parker...
More pies?
Meat... Paul's.
P-E.
Meat Paul's. Doesn't work.
Susan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So a few years ago, I had a yellow Escape, and I named it Yellow Submarine.
The Sub, yeah. Like that song.
But I used to call it Sub. Yes, you're right.
That's funny, too, because it was blue.
She said it was yellow.
Susan, thank you for being on the show. Here's Elle. Good morning, Elle. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, name the car.
Okay, I have a Toyota Sienna. It's blue. And as soon as I bought it and got in to try it for the first time, I said, this car runs like butter. So her name is Blue Butter.
Blue Butter. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Butter. Yeah,
well done. Blue butter.
Al, thank you for being on our show.
I've never had.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling. Time for just one or two more. Here's Kat. Good morning, Kat. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
We're good.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you got?
Good. Okay, so my boyfriend has a tiny little Ford car, and he named it Harrison.
Harrison Ford.
I get it.
I love it. Keep that forever. That's really good.
Thank you.
In his tiny little Ford car.
Little Ford car. We'll do one more. It's Tammy. Good morning, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boy.
Hi, hey. Tammy. What's the car named?
So I drive a Hyundai Elantra, and so I did a play on that, named her Carmen. So Carmen Elantra.
Sexy, sexy,
A little bit of a stretch, but we'll take it.
I like it. It works.